Since the earthquake struck a week ago, aid efforts have been primarily centered on the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Damaged roads and bridges and debris from collapsed buildings have made it impossible to reach some outlying areas. But Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Assistance spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says aid workers are increasing their efforts to reach areas outside Port-au-Prince. She says reports of the level of destruction in some of these areas are staggering. Some towns have been practically destroyed. She says people there are in desperate need of food, water, and medical care.
Nous faut aussi maintenant des ingénieurs qui puissent arriver pour reconstruire.
Beer says engineers are needed to repair roads and bridges and to remove heavy debris blocking aid routes. Heavily populated Port-au-Prince suffered enormous damage, and aid agencies have been struggling for the past week to reach the victims. But World Food Programme spokeswoman Amelia Casellas says progress is being made. She says more than 270,000 people have received food assistance. She says the World Food Programme often is frustrated in its efforts to provide assistance because of the conditions. For instance, she says it aimed to reach 100,000 people with food aid Monday, but was only able to reach 60,000.
We were unable to get to the full amount we hoped to yesterday due to a number of issues, including aftershocks, which further damaged our warehouse. And it's made it very difficult to load some of the food that was in the warehouse locations. And so that did reduce the amount that we were able to get out. But nevertheless, progress is really very much being made.
In the coming week, Casella says the World Food Programme hopes to distribute 10 million ready-to-eat rations. In addition, she says more than 4 million special high-nutritional food rations will be distributed to children. She says the World Food Programme has identified more than 280 sites in and around Port-au-Prince where people gather to find food. She says her agency will use mobile units to bring aid to them. Furthermore, she says 4 fixed distribution sites are being set up where people can go to get food. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.